Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, We Are God's Delight.
An excerpt from the reading from Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 to 5. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused, for the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. From the Gospel of John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars, water jars, there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Seldom do the liturgical readings so richly complement each other, even on Sundays, as they do today. In the first reading, Isaiah is speaking in the name of God and with a kind of poetic exuberance to a people in exile, a very dejected, unhappy people. Isaiah lifts their spirits with a wonderful message of hope. In effect, he tells them that as soon as they become fully recommitted to their true God, they will participate in a moving celebration of nuptials. No longer will they be called forsaken and their land desolate. No, God will address them as my delight and their land espoused. He proclaims, as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Then we hear from John's Gospel, where we attend the wedding in Cana of Galilee. The nuptials theme continues. And here, Jesus himself heightens the celebration by changing 6 large stone jars of water into wine, and the very best wine. It all happens through the intercession of his mother, Mary. At the end of the passage, we hear the all-important words, "Jesus so revealed his glory." The miracle does more than arouse astonishment. It reveals the divinity of Jesus. The Messiah is here. This is the first of more signs to come as Jesus lives out the great mystery of the Incarnation over and over again, showing his divinity through his humanity. What richness in the layers of meaning embedded in these readings. What joy expressed through their physicality, food, drink, wedding music, and dancing, embracing, and laughing. Along with joy in divinity, a miracle to save the day, hints of more signs to come, revealing more of the glory of Jesus. And that glory of Jesus is really that of a God who takes mere creatures for a beloved spouse and who becomes our food and drink. Here is the incarnation of God. He goes on to eat with outcasts of society, to associate with and forgive sinners, to preach good news, and finally to suffer, die, and rise for us. The story into which we are invited today is the story of God's intimate relationship with us. God, the lavish lover, who names each of us my delight, and our land, our countries, our planet, all of creation, espoused. How will we enter that story? We who call ourselves followers of Jesus, can we be open to receive and reciprocate such magnanimity? May we allow the glory in us, the Christ life in us, to shine often through our human actions and ways of being.